still be the one to lose. Don't you get tired of lying? Do you even remember your name? Karma has a way of finding you when you get in her way. Gotta keep a list of all the things you say. Soon your alibis are gonna come back to pay. Don't you get tired of lying? Aren't you scared of being alone? The truth always comes out of hiding, even when you're thinking won't. You're acting like a catfish, making me think you're something that you're clearly. It's you that's been played.
That was Jennifer Alvarado and Catfish. You are tuned into the Whiskey and Cigarettes show in the company of your Cabo Casanova, Romy the Rodeo, and the Italian DJ Nick. And my people, it's truly an honor and a pleasure to welcome the show today, the one, the only, Jennifer Alvarado. Hey, Jennifer, how are you today?
Wonderful. Hope you are.
Oh, I'm doing wonderful myself, Jennifer. And thank you so much for taking your time out to be a guest on the show today. We really appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me on.
Well, the pleasure is certainly ours. Well, we just heard this great song of yours, Catfish. Now, when it comes to the origins of this song, how did it come about? Are there any stories behind this song?
So it's kind of got a dual meaning. In pop culture today, people know the whole term catfish as being somebody who's lying. And honestly, with social media and dating and all that kind of stuff, yeah, that's a given. Everybody kind of can be whoever they want to be. So it has that meaning to go along with pop culture, but also I grew up fishing and I love to fish. And so I always heard about catfish and the weird little sounds they make and all of that. And so it just kind of fit perfectly with the term and what I was going for. So yeah, it was just one of those songs that I thought, okay, let's just write a fun little song. It was actually in my trash pile. I wasn't going to do anything with it. And my producer heard it and was like, we need to do something with this. And I thought, sure, why not? Let's see what happens.
Well, I'm so glad that it wasn't condemned to the trash and we got to hear it. You know, so
well, thank you.
We'll be very happy that it saw the light of day. And when it comes to your latest album or EP, Songbird Part 2, what are people to expect from this latest offering of yours?
So there definitely is more of a pop element, but also on some of the songs, it's going honestly back more toward traditional country in a way. And that's kind of to set up the next project, because the project after this, because I'm always working on something, the project after this is going to be geared more toward that 90s country feel, because I really miss that whole singer-songwriter kind of just sitting down and playing a guitar and getting your emotions out feeling that 90s country seemed to have. And then it kind of, I feel like it kind of got lost in all of the production stuff. So I really just want to do a more stripped down, just closer to the raw thing, album. So there's definitely some of those songs that are leaning toward that feel going back toward the next project. But I think overall, it's a project. Part two is that part of trying to find yourself again after like a really traumatic time, after just a really toxic situation where you end up not knowing who you are. It's kind of trying to get back to like this person that you are and knowing that you're going to be okay, that you're going to overcome whatever it was, and to look back on the situation knowing that you should never go back to it, but it also made you stronger.
Well, that's a very powerful and strong message indeed. So am I to assume here that this album is a concept album of sorts? As in, is there like a theme connecting all the songs that featured on the album?
Yes. So I wanted to make this album very much about that. I always feel like albums and songs are little moments of your life. And that's what it's always been for me. Writing has always been those little moments of life, and right, I want to record those moments. So for this album, it really was, Songbird was really about this really bad situation, and sort of how it started out great, and then it kind of just went to crap real quick. Right. And how you're left with all of these questions about yourself and like, what was that? And was I wrong? And all of this. And so then you come out of that and you still have those questions of who you are and what you're doing and if it's right. But you pick up the pieces. And so for me, it was this whole story of the past few years of life of just, you know, because I went through a situation where in 2021, I sort of was like, before I actually sent out music, I was like, I'm just gonna quit this music thing. Like, I am done. I am over this. Like, oh, wow. I don't know that this is for me. I don't know where I'm going with this. And so for me, like when I first sent out music to a radio station and they actually liked it, like that was my litmus test of like, do I stay with this or do I not? And I had already predetermined in my head that if I sent out the songs and they hated them, that's it. Like, I'm done. I will shelf this and go on with life. So, yeah, that's really what this album's about, is rediscovering yourself and realizing you're more than a situation. You're more than this one thing you went through. So.
Wow. Well, we're very glad you decided not to quit. So, you know, I'm glad you're still alive and kicking musically. So that's an awesome thing. You're welcome. And going back, you know, to catfish, I guess, to, you know, fishing and stuff, you mentioned that, you know, you kind of grew up with kind of fishing, you know, within the family and such. And what would you say has been the biggest fish you have ever caught?
Oh, goodness. There is a fish that I still have yet to catch. Like, it was like so close. It was a bass. Like, it was a pretty big bass. Of course, it probably was not that big and it just looked bigger than I thought. But that one is the one that I'm still trying to catch, because like it was right there and it got away last second. And so I'm determined that I'm going to catch this one. Now, granted, the fish is probably dead now, but like, But it's that one.
Gosh.
It's probably like, I don't know, like this big.
Well, Fish, if you're listening, your days are numbered. So I guess that's what we'll have to say when it comes to that. You mentioned, the concept of, you and I actually talked about the fact that your voice is very unique compared to, should we say, what you hear on average. And my actual thought is, when it comes to your personal tastes, are you a fan of current female country music, or do you kind of wish that things were a little bit different, either sonically speaking or just songs in general?
I wish there was more variety. I will say that, because I think that just goes with my taste in general. I grew up listening to classic rock, to Christian, to traditional country, contemporary, like everything. Like and then even in high school and college, I majored in music at one point. So I was very much into opera and Broadway and stuff like that. So I think because of that, I have all these different elements, and I just love music. I love creativity. And so I think because it's become so much of an industry and a trend, you see these trends of like where everything looks like this, everything sounds like this, and then it changes. Because people get bored with it. I think that's a natural tendency. So yes, I wish that there was a little bit more variety, but I also, I guess I understand it because it's what pulls in money. it's a catch-22. And I think that especially with Nashville, you are starting to see a trend back to more, I guess, storytelling. Mm-hmm. So there is that trend that I'm starting to see again. And I will say, I just came out of a tour in California. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely loved the creative community in California because everybody's different. Everybody's doing something different. I went to a writer's round, and literally every single genre you could think of was represented at that writer's round. And I think that that's missing a little bit in the commercial side of stuff today. But I also know that trends change overnight. And so, it's kind of like stick around and it's all going to be different anyway. But yeah, definitely. I think that I get a lot of inspiration from other female artists, and I have a lot of respect for them. But I also try to steer clear of trying to be like anybody else, because I know that doesn't work for me. I tried that. I tried to be a copycat and fit into this bubble of what I thought either a Christian artist or a country artist should be. And it made me miserable. So I think that's really important too. As long as you're being authentic and that is your sound, great. But if you're trying to just copycat your way to the top, I don't think it's going to last. Like, it's a trend and it'll change.
This is very, very true. And it's interesting that you point out California, because maybe we might get a situation of like the Bakersfield sound way back when, with the likes of Buck Owens and stuff, bringing that in from the West Coast. So maybe the West Coast will show us the way. And because, I kind of feel kind of like you were saying, maybe the Nashville scene is a little bit too insular in the sense that there are many outside influences as it used to be, way back when, like I said, Buck Owens showed up and other folks from there showed up. So hopefully, maybe, like I said, the West Coast will show us the way. I guess we'll see. Looking at some of the great songs that you put out, one that especially stood out to me was I Break Things. Now I have to ask, when was the last time you broke something, either accidentally or in frustration?
Oh goodness. I mean, it was probably a couple of days ago. I'm sure I dropped something within the last couple of days. I'm positive I have. And well, actually, no. I was getting my amp out of the car. Don't tell my husband this. I was getting my amp out of the car last night and accidentally like hit the car with my PA. So, I mean, it didn't like cause anything, I don't think. But yeah. So yeah, it's a natural tendency for me. I'm gonna just ruin something. Like,
Well, your secret is safe with me. I mean, and
thank
also, you're welcome. I was also wondering, I mean, like, for example, because I have to admit, way back when, I mean, I'm Italian, so we're kind of hot-blooded and stuff. So when it comes to, like, watching sports and my sport team is not doing well, I might literally take the remote and throw it across the room. And I've learned from my mistakes. I don't do that anymore. But, and that's why I was kind of thinking if that was the kind of, if that had ever happened to you, I don't know if you're like, kind of, you're so sort of in the moment. You're like, oh, I have to throw something.
Yes. So I had a laptop a couple, I'm trying to think, it was a couple laptops ago. And I got really angry because of something and I hit it directly in the middle. And it just, the screen went black. It started smoking. Like I hit I only hit it once, barely hit it. Well, I feel like I barely hit it. And it completely fried the motherboard, everything in it, and destroyed it. And
My.
so I learned my lesson very quick of not taking it out on the laptop. So, yeah.
Fair enough. Well, I guess folks, don't make Jennifer angry. You'll probably regret it. So I guess that's the lesson from that. And you'd mentioned that for earlier wanting to you were thinking of possibly throwing in the towel. Now that you're back, in doing making music and such, what do you enjoy most about being back and being in the music business?
I mean, I think for me, always the creative side is what I enjoy the most. Being able to start with nothing, and at the end of the day, you have this little song baby or whatever you want to call it. And I think the other thing is being able to perform live, and people come up and they tell you that like that song means something, or they really feel something with that song. Like those are always, I mean, that's why I do this, is the connection that happens. And I think for me, like that's what music's always represented, is that connection. And so to be able to like live that out and be that for somebody else, where, growing up, I was on the other side of it, and I was always the little kid that would like watch these other artists in awe and like, wanna be up there, but also terrified. And just kind of sitting back and like thinking like one day, I hope I get to do this. And just like I was at a place singing last night, and there was this little group, there was this family at a table, and there were these three or four little girls. And two of the little girls, I had them come up and sing with me. And I love that. I love being able to just go back and think about myself at that age and see that in somebody else, and see that like enjoyment of the craft of music, and just what it brings. Because I think that that's sort of what we've gotten away from sometimes. Is that it has become such an industry, and it's become such a make or break money kind of thing. And it's like, yeah, but we're missing the point. We're missing the point of like just that connection that music has with somebody else.
This is very true, and you're clearly in it for all the right reasons. And some, and that's a wonderful thing. And when it comes now, to 2023, granted we're literally almost at the halfway mark. What are the objectives that you've set yourself for the rest of the year, and you'd like to see realized by the time the year is over?
So I think creatively, obviously the Songbird Part Two, it needs to get out and get out fast. I'm working on a Christmas EP, so I need to go in the studio and get that finished too. And then also to have the other music coming shortly thereafter. So I think those things. The other thing is, there's other places I would love to play. I still really, really, really want to play the Bluebird Cafe at some point. And I put a goal in to play it before the end of 2023. Whether it happens or not, I don't know, but we'll see. But yeah, and I think just to continue to grow, that's my biggest thing in all of this, is just to continue to grow with what I'm doing, and continue to make those relationships and those connections with people. Because I think that's what sustains. It's not just about whether you're putting out music and getting to play these like legendary places. It's, you know, what are you doing along the way to help people and to connect?
Definitely make the journey more meaningful. I definitely agree with you on that. And, you know, for those who want to find out more about you and your music, you know, gigs and such, where can we send these folks to?
Definitely check out my website. It's jenniferalvarado.com. Or follow me on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the others. I don't even know right now. TikTok.
There's so many at this point.
Yeah, I know. All of them, just, I'm probably there. Jennifer Alvarado Music, or I was going to say Bandcamp is another one, Reverb Nation. I'm on both of those. But yeah, definitely just find me either on my website or Instagram. Like, if you want to direct message me with anything, I will try my best to get back to you in a timely fashion.
Fantastic stuff. Well, folks, you definitely know where to go for more Jennifer Alvarado goodness. And speaking of more Jennifer Alvarado goodness, Jennifer, we're going to be seeing you out here with another awesome song of yours, which will be Curious. So when it comes to this one, are there any stories behind this one?
I will say that this one, I wrote this about a year and a half ago. And it's just that, I guess, newness in a relationship or a friendship where you feel like there's something more to it. There's a spark there. You want to get to know the person more. But for whatever reason, there's either limitations involved, or it's just fear. It's fear of what are you going to find on the other side? And you can't go back. So it's just having that curiosity about a person, and really feeling that connection and wanting to see what's up next with it.
What fantastic stuff. Well, folks, we're going to be going into this awesome song. This will be Jennifer Alvarado and The Curious. Jennifer, I want to once again thank you so, so much for your time. I truly appreciated it. And of course, I want to wish you continued success with your career and all the very best for 2023.
Thank you so much.
Oh, the pleasure was certainly ours. Well, my people, you heard it from Jennifer Alvarado. Be sure to check her out if you have to do so. She is definitely worth your time. Here's another great song of hers. This will be Curious. You are tuned into the Whiskey and Cigarettes Show with your Italian DJ Nick. We'll be right back after this.
I can see you looking at me from across the room. With every single glance, I get a little more confused. You shouldn't want me, I shouldn't want you. All of our reasons, we follow the rules. But all I keep dreaming about is me with you. Are you curious where this is going? Curious, I think you should know that when it comes to me and you, I don't know what to do. Get deep, I can't pretend. 'Cause I know you want me, you know I want you. Forget the boundaries, let's break our own rules. All I keep thinking about is me with you.
cute.